Thousands of women spoke out about sexual harassment and sexual assault using the MeToo hashtag after high-profile cases from the entertainment world. But the movement's been slow to catch on in the sports world. David Zirin is sports editor for The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast, and he's been writing about the women athletes who are stepping forward, including American Olympic gold medalist Michaela Maroney.
Michaela Maroney, who people may remember most for her facial expression of twitching her nose and mouth after not winning the gold in her individual event. She came forward as part of the Me Too movement and added her voice to the chorus of people who have come out and spoken about former doctor and trainer Larry Nassar, who is the doctor for USA Gymnastics and the doctor at Michigan State, who at the time of this discussion that we're having right now, Todd, he is facing 22 counts of first-degree criminal sexual assault. Each of those charges carries a life sentence. And Michaela Maroney is by far the most prominent person to come forward and speak out against Dr. Nassar, and what it's done is shed a light on two things. One, on how despicable and horrifying it is that this person was allowed to do this for so many years, but secondly, that this Me Too movement has existed on a level beneath the famous athletes for quite some time.
You've been getting stories from across the WNBA as well. LaShia Clarendon with the Atlanta Dream came out with her own story of being sexually assaulted earlier this spring. And of course, Breonna Stewart, a star for the Seattle Storm in the WNBA, who I think you've been in touch with.
Yes, I've communicated with Breonna Stewart. She published her Me Too account of sexual abuse at the Players Tribune, and it's long, and it's harrowing, and it's brave, and it's important. She was deluged for interview requests in the aftermath, and she decided to let the piece speak for herself. But I was able to reach out to her and get comment, and I'm really glad I did, because what she said to me, which is not in her Players Tribune piece, is that one of the things that gave her confidence to speak out wasn't just the other women across entertainment and media who have come out and spoken. She also has gained a great deal of confidence from the NFL players who've taken a knee during the anthem to protest racism. And it's just part of being in these struggles and being in this space made her feel like, wait a minute, I need to stand up and say something as this Me Too movement is exploding, especially because while it has been explosive in the world of sports, it's been explosive in situations and in circles involving athletes most fans and most people have not heard of.
Dave, outside the United States, Tatiana Gutsu, 1992 gold medalist gymnast for the Soviet Union, accused a fellow gymnast of raping her just a month ago.
No, that's absolutely correct. And as this thing goes international in the world of sports, I think we're going to hear more of these kinds of stories because institutionally, sports is set up structurally to hide abusers. Because the women who get involved in these sports, the pipeline starts so young and coaches have so much power and there is so little oversight. And so if you get a coach in there who's particularly tough, you know, that's something that we expect. There's no oversight for that. And it's even, you know, lauded. But when you then get into the issue of sexual predators who are attracted to sports as a place to ply their pathologies, it is a very dangerous space.
Dave, Abby Wambach, U.S. soccer star, the top scoring international player of all time, posted Me Too on Twitter with no further explanation.
And I think even statements like that are so important because one of the big parts of the Me Too movement, the message is you're not alone. Because so much of sexual harassment and sexual assault is the idea of fear and isolation. And this is especially true in the world of sports, where the idea of speaking out, I mean, it's the idea of you're breaking apart a team, you're breaking apart a culture, you're breaking apart a unity. There's so much pressure in sports to be silent and to have this structure that is extremely autocratic and top down. That statements like that from Abby Wambach, what they do is that they breach that wall a little bit and let in oxygen so other people can breathe and other people can feel like they can speak out.
Dave Zirin of The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast. Dave, always good to have you.
Thank you so much, Todd.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton. or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.